This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area police spokesman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital of Gardez. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before two heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling today to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president told reporters Monday he is not planning to meet with Blake's family.
With the pastor, wonderful man, the family's pastor, and I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved, and I thought that was inappropriate, so I didn't do that.
The president also declined to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who is accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha two nights after Blake's shooting. Oregon State Police will patrol Portland's nightly protests with help from officers from neighboring communities seeking to tamp down on vandalism and violence following the fatal shooting of a right-wing demonstrator as the city approaches 100 consecutive nights of demonstrations. This is VOA News.